USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Federal prosecutors intend to indict Hunter Biden by September 29th on gun charges, as per a recent court filing. Previously, Biden had a plea agreement aimed at avoiding jail time for purchasing a gun as a drug user. However, the agreement unraveled in court in July. The status of tax evasion charges included in the plea deal remains unclear. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to complete his term despite his recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He froze recently at two press conferences, but received clearance from the Capitol physician, who attributed them to occasional post-concussion lightheadedness stemming from a March injury. House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule to reduce federal officials' salaries, with Republicans targeting Mayorkas for the crisis, blaming administration policies. Mask mandates are coming back in some places across the United States.
As the COVID-19 virus continues to resurge across the country, children in some schools are being forced to wear masks. Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul tells Fox News, "We really need to follow the science."
Not one healthy child died from COVID. I repeat that, not one. The number is zero, and yet we're forcing three vaccines, and we now know that the more vaccines you give to children, the higher the incidence of the heart inflammation.
I'm Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Lee is on the verge of turning into a hurricane. According to the National Hurricane Center, Lee currently has winds of nearly 70 miles per hour, just 4 miles per hour short of reaching hurricane status. The storm is about 1,200 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv today and is expected to announce $1 billion in new aid to the country. That gift is expected to go toward Ukraine's struggling economy and infrastructure, as well as their military efforts to drive out Russian forces. The hunt for an escaped convict has reached its seventh day in a small Pennsylvania town. That convict, Danilo Cavalcante, was sentenced to life in prison after stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death. He escaped from Chester County Prison on August 31st. And has remained at large ever since. Another of four Proud Boys leaders convicted of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots is now headed to prison.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Enrico Tarrio to 22 years. Tarrio was not there on the day of the January 6th riots, but prosecutors successfully painted him as, in their words, a general rather than a soldier that day. Tarrio is one of four Proud Boy leaders to be convicted on the Civil War era charges. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A song created by artificial intelligence, which is titled Heart on My Sleeve and credited to Ghostwriter, has been entered for consideration at the Grammy Awards. The song, which mimics the voices of Drake and The Weeknd, went viral in April. The CEO of the Recording Academy says the song qualifies for the award category because it was written by a human. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.